An atheist man in Canberra wants to become a military chaplain, but under current Defence Force rules, he's ineligible to apply. He's made a complaint to the Human Rights Commission and says just because he's not from an organised religion, it doesn't mean he can't offer pastoral care to others. Gavin Coote reports.
Justin Murray's an atheist, but prefers the term humanist. He admits he gets raised eyebrows from some people when he tells them he's a chaplain at the Canberra Hospital.
I think we've failed to communicate our existence very well, especially given that we have had three humanist chaplains at the Canberra Hospital and we have been there for almost 25 years.
He's wanted to extend his chaplaincy work beyond the health sector and has had his sights set on the Australian Defence Force. But the ADF requires chaplains to be from a religious background and has knocked back his application to become a chaplain.
Well, I've had ongoing communications with them for about 18 months now, and they have told me that 53% of their population consider themselves as having no religion. So I want to provide the kind of service that their religious chaplains provide to their religious people for those of no religion in the armed forces.
As reported by The Guardian Australia today, Justin Murray has lodged a complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission. He believes the ADF's requirement to be from a religious background is discriminatory and is denying atheists of a vital service. But veterans advocate and former New South Wales RSL boss Glenn Kolomitz doesn't agree those non-religious people in the military are missing out.
Everyone in defence needs pastoral care at some stage of their careers, and the chaplains, more often than not, are the providers of that pastoral care. And I have seen... Now, of course, I've seen chaplains providing such pastoral care to people who don't practice or don't have any particular faith. So it's absolutely needed, and it is being provided, regardless of presence of a faith or otherwise.
Glenn Kolomitz just happens to be studying theology himself, and he's confident the current requirements to become a defence chaplain don't need loosening.
I've been involved with chaplains both in Australia and operations overseas, and I've met some fantastic chaplains, particularly with special operations overseas, and some of these men, and the ones I worked with were all men, were former special operations operators who, you know, maintained their faith and became chaplains, and they provided an outstanding service to the troops in the field, regardless of whether those troops were practicing any particular faith. So look, it's a great service, and I think chaplains are best placed of anyone to provide that, and indeed their training gives them the skills to provide that. It's a very good service.
But Justin Murray remains adamant the definition of chaplain needs to be widened.
If we as humans are deserving of love and compassion, then we're all worthy of it, not just those who believe in gods and goddesses.
Justin Murray ending that report by Gavin Coote.